Daily Colorado Tribune, May 19, 1868. Official paper of the city, First Colorado Railroad, commencement of the work, a mile a day to be graded, an address by Governor Gilpin, 1,000 people present, great enthusiasm, etc., etc., etc. Monday forenoon was the day set for the breaking of ground for the construction of the Denver Pacific Railway. And, as was expected, the occasion drew forth a tremendous crowd, while the enthusiasm and good feeling was unbounded. The Board of Trade, which inaugurated the company last summer, and which stands as father to the enterprise yet, though the child has outstripped the man, had supervision of the affair through its officers, who were all present. Joseph L. Bailey, Esquire, was marshal of the day. The Denver Cornet Band was present, having volunteered their valuable services on the occasion. The spot selected was somewhat over a mile from the city, between the river and fairground, a spot which every Coloradan knows by heart. No less than 1,000 persons were gathered to witness the ceremonies and to participate therein. Many, we presume, looked forward to the day when the Colorado system of railroads should be complete, and when they would say, "I worked at the commencement of the Pioneer Road." Vehicles of every description were on the ground, and the city was cleaned out of means of transportation. A large part of those present were ladies, and the work was commenced by two ladies holding the plows which were used in breaking the ground. Miss Nettle Clark had the honor and gracefully bore her impromptu part of guiding the first plow through the unbroken ground. Mrs. Frederick J. Stanton, wife of the editor of the Gazette, immediately followed. The universal three Yankee cheers greeted the ladies in the performance of their part, after which the president of the Board of Trade, John W. Smith, handled the spade for a few minutes in throwing the plowed dirt upon the roadbed. Then the first governor of Colorado, Gilpin, delivered a brief address. Characteristic of himself, and the occasion. General Pierce was loudly called for and gave a little practical advice, which was followed by a lively requisition being made for all the shovels within reach. The band played again, the plows plowed, the ladies and gentlemen who had shovels shoveled, the ladies and gentlemen who looked on congratulated each other and themselves on the auspicious event of the day, and until the novelty wore off, there was no thought of home. Then the crowd dispersed, and the regular graders went on with their work. The contractors say they can make a mile a day without difficulty, and so it would not be long before the workmen will be far beyond the town and site. The next celebration will be when the iron is being laid upon the ties, when the track layers are coming up the broad valley of the Platte with their regular mechanical movements, and when thousands of our people go out to welcome and escort the true representative of modern civilization into our city.